Good morning. We'll continue now with the Siman on our Harchakas. Bez Hashem, as I said, we'll need one more shiur after today to finish this this topic up. We're up to Sif Yud, if I'm not mistaken, right? So let's we'll go from there. The subject here is, again, still talking about Harchakas. This is the woman performing certain, shall we say, services on behalf of her husband while she's in Nida. So the Gemara Ksubis, which we've seen before, the first source, Ksubis Taf Samach Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Yitzhak Bar Chananya Amar Huna, Kol Melochas Sha'isha Osala Baila, Nita Osala Baila. Anything which normally, any type of normal service, whatever what woman, a wife, normally does for her husband, she's allowed to do when she's in Nita as well, Nita Osala Baila, with some exceptions. Chutz Memezigas Akos, which we talked about, we're going to elaborate that on that today. Meziga Sakos, again, recalling that Meziga means mixing the wine. In the old days, you know, you took wine and mixed it, diluted it with water to make it drinkable. We don't do that today. It's already been diluted when you buy a bottle of wine. It's already mixed with water and so on. But that's, and again, we see that with regards to the Mishnah and the Gemara's presentation on Pesach, right? Mozgulo Kos Rishon, Mozgulo Kos Sheni. It means pouring wine and producing the wine and so on. So that's one. Batsoas Hamita. Batsoas Hamita. Batsoas Hamita means making or arranging the beds. And Harchotzas Pono Yadarago. Washing his face, his hands, and his feet, which, as we'll explain, that's pretty obvious, right? I mean, whatever, that you can't do that, but it means we have to remember that washing and bathing in those days is not the way it is now. Now you turn on the sink and water comes out. You want to take a shower, a bath, you turn on the, you know, you turn on the shower, you turn on the bath, and water comes in. In those days, you had basically a basin which was filled with water, so the person may wash himself, but the other person is pouring water into the bucket, into the basin. You know, picture the old Western movie, the guy sitting in the bathtub smoking a cigar or something, you know. He's sitting in a big thing of water, right? That somebody else drew. So that's why that is. Otherwise, we think about today, well, of course, well, why would she be able to, you know, what's the chiddush? We'll talk about that. But anyway, Rashi explains, well, let's finish the Gemara first. And regarding Amar Rava, Lo Amaron Ela Bifonav. Rava says, this is all true, right? And he's talking here about Hatzos Hamita. Regarding Hatzos Hamita, Amar Rava Lo Amaron Ela Bifonav. That's only if she's arranging the beds when he's there in the room. Because again, there's something, again, the bed being the place where they're intimate together. So arranging the bed spreads, the bed sheets, and so on and so forth, that's only a problem if he's there. He's not around. She makes the bed, sets up the bed. That's not a problem. We're talking about Meziga Sakos. So Meziga Sakos, we saw this before. There are Shmuel Machla Devisa Biyad the Smola. Shmuel's wife would share the wine with some type of shina. She did it with the left hand. Abaya Machalapu with the kuba. Abaya's wife would put it down on top of some sort of a jar. Rabba Abay Sadia. Rabba put it on the pillow. And there are Papa Ashashifa, some kind of a stool. Rashi explains, in source number two, Chutz from Mezigas HaKos, that's Ksuba Samach Aleph Min Aleph, Kol Shul Dvarm Shul Kiruv V'Chibla. All these things that I mentioned, these three things, have sort of a certain intimacy, you know, that's part of it. Okay, it's true that it's a service, but, you know, pouring a glass of wine, fixing up the beds, and certainly providing water for the bathing, all these things are Dvarm Shul Kiruv V'Chibla. It does have some sort of closeness, some sort of intimacy associated with it. And therefore, regarding Meziga Sakos, they give certain examples of people who did it with a shinoi, which we'll come back to. Mechafe Leb Melibuna, I would say Melibuna is the same as Yemeni does, all right? He holds with the left hand, the other one did Abe Sadja, right? Some sort of a pillow or something where you put your head. Shashifu Safso, fine. That's the Gemara Ksubis, Samech Aleph Amaran. What exactly is the nature of this Isser of Meziga Sakos? What's the issue? What's the problem with Meziga Sakos? Yes, Rashi said in general that there is a certain amount of chiba that's associated with what exactly is the Isser. So you look in the Smag in the Lavin Sim Kufiyot out of 3. The Smag writes basically that the essence of the of this, because we talked about it a little bit, is that it's touching, right? You're gonna touch. And so the Smag writes, the whole Osanayom sheets may Asura Liga Babaila, Philobes Mektana, Kedarino Parakawan of Sechas Shabbos, again, back to that Gemara and Shabbos, Afim Gimel, with the woman whose husband died young and so on, Shomer Elio, She met up with Eliyahu Navi, who told her, said, "Leisha shemeis bala b'chat yom b'meini do seich mahu eslach amar ochas shalom afilu be'eslach kala noga." Right? She said, Eliyahu first inquired, "Did you touch each other?" Said, "No." So clearly, any touching is prohibited. Okay. And here's the point: afilu litein miyado liyado es hamafteah. That was Rashi. Remember, we talked about that, right? Even to pass something, we talked the other day about Hoshoto, passing something from one to the other, that's not even allowed according to Rashi, even a key or something else. But Rashi was there. Apal pi, shemitocha halocha, even though strictly speaking, the halocha is like this Gemara, that lolamada el Hoshoto's kos yishal yayin, shudoba shalchiba shalasim yad liyad. According to this smag, again, it's a chumrah. On top of that, Rashi added, but the basic ister of mezikas and kos is to pass, you know, to mix the wine and pass it, hand it. Okay, can I read a paragraph of it? That's the Gemara Ksubas, the son, Daf Samachal, which he quotes. Okay, and therefore, skip a couple of lines, he just quotes it. Say to Leo, Shekos Hashem Shamal, Shemai Vesel is a patch, or Shemai Vesel is a nogaba, Purish Shal Yedei Kach Nogabech, maybe you touched. Bottom line, according to the smug, the essential iser of the mezikas hakos is the passing of. So it's kind of two things. It's the passing of something which has a chiba associated with it. That's the point. Rashi went to extend it to keys, everything else. Okay, good. But the basic halacha of the smug is that the iser of mezikas hakos, it's not the act of mixing the wine alone, but it's the mezikas hakos together with presenting it to him. You take a couple, you're making the wine, and you hand it to him, so that has a certain intimacy associated with it, and that's what the smag writes. The Rambam seems to say like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, not Nisur Rabbi, but in Hilchos Ishus, Parakav Aleph Halacha Ches, source 4, the Rambam quotes that Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Aleph, called Melachos, Sha'isha Osala Baila Nida Osala Baila, Chutz Mimizikas Hakos, Otsa Samit Rachatz Panaviyad, Ilabrago, Xerim Mishum Hirur, Shema Yoma Libo, right? Xerim, of course, Hirurim, sort of intimate thoughts and so on, and it may lead to one thing, lead to another, and so on. Lefichach Matzas Mita Kishinida Shalom Bafono, okay, if he's not around, that's okay. Umozeges Es Hakos, Enon Osenes Oso Biyada Kedarka Tomi. The Rambam says she can mix the wine, but she shouldn't then give it to him the way she normally does. So that's what he says also. Elamanechas also ala aret, ala kli, ala shulchan. Like the Gemara said, with the wives of these different Amorim, that the Gemara quoted back in Torah 1, Exodus, Samach Aleph, and Aleph, the Rambam says, Mezikas HaKos, he just doesn't give it directly to her the way he normally does. Okay, but she's allowed to be Mezikas HaKos, just don't give it to her in the normal fashion. That's according to the Rambam as well. Okay. The Rosh, however, there in Ksubas, Parakei, Simon Chav Dalin, Rosh Bor writes, in source 5, Rabbeinu Shmaya Kosev, Shirasha in Israel, Kaba Mafteach, Mer Ishtonida. Okay, Rashi had that Chumar, but he says, Mikan Ein Raya, from this Sugi in Ksubas, there's no Raya, the Dafka Mizikas Akos, Shu Derechiba, Loher Senes, the other Eloderech Shinui. Okay, Abu Sharibarim, Ein Nira Shea Osir. That's Rabbeinu Shmaya. When Shmaya quotes Rashi, he said Rashi is not like the simple reading of the Gemara, it's a Chumrah. Then he adds, V'li nire, the hachum zikas hakos, lo'isan ne'ene, no senes hakos liyado, afilu derech shinu. According to the Rosh, okay, she can't, mezikas hakos is also even a derech shinu. The lo'ayri hachakam o'shakos hakos liyado, ala mozegas hakos kederech shinu, se'n mayim hakos shiyad, manichan ashoa ma'biyas hakos, v'shos, v'shosama, mezikazu derech hachiba. In other words, the Rosh seems to be saying that even pouring water, it's not a din in mezikas hayayim, okay? The Rosh seems to be saying that even to pour water and put it down in front of him, it takes it, it's a problem, okay? Unless the shini was used. You put it down somewhere else, but it's not so much the touching as it is the presentation, okay? So she can't even put the kos lefanav, right, in a place where he's going to access it directly. It's the presentation, and it doesn't limit it. See, the way the smag and the Rambam learn is that there's an iser of specifically, it's like unique to kos, a kos me kos un yayin, okay? And mezigas hakos and presenting it, because it may come to touch. Certainly that's what the smag says. I don't think that's what the Rosh is saying. Okay, the Rosh is saying that any type of mezigas hakos, okay, Passing it directly, that's for sure. I think he's saying even putting it down lefano. Now, I should say, actually, I'm not, actually, it's hard to say the Rosh may not be sending to others. Looking at now again, the Rosh may have also only talked about wine. I'm not sure now, because we'll see others say it means other. I'm not positive about the Rosh. One thing, but the Rosh mentions nothing about touching, is the point. The way the Smog says the basic issue is you may come to touch. Should I look at the end of the book three? Should I they kach noga? That's not the issue. It's somehow the act of presenting this to him. Maybe it means only wine, but it's not so much a touching. That's what the Rosh says. Okay, and I think that's the Rashba also. Okay, the Rashba says in the Bais Aruch by Zion Shar Beis in six. He says in the second line, Meziga Sakos Yeshua Hergel Abeira, but if him shitza leheker mutter. Right, any type of heck is allowed. Again, it doesn't sound like he's talking. This is just in my touch. Regular service in the normal fashion, that's what's not allowed. Okay, let's assume for a moment that is with wine. All right, so I don't think that means other things. Let's assume it does mean wine. I'm changing, but I don't think, my point is, I don't think it's the same thing as sort of a concern that may come to touch. There's something about the Meziga itself and the presentation of it that's not allowed, with or without the touching. So Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Yud 7, Kol malachos sha'isha osa l'bala nida osa l'chutz m'mzigas hakos, sha'asura limzog hakos. Okay, now again, he doesn't say anything about touching. Right, so the Mechaber, I think, is saying more like the Rashba, or the Rosh, you know, the issue with wine, but it's the act of mezigas hakos. In other words, the first he says whatever the wife normally does for husband, neither can do also, except mezigas hakos. Now it's interesting. The parentheses, the word befonov, is in the Ramah print. It's a Rashi script. You can't see it here in the sheets, but if you look up the Shulchan Aruch there in its original source, Kutzarihei Yud, the word befonov that's in parentheses is in the Rashi print. That may be the Ramah. Okay, and he throws in that one word. It's a sur limzer because befonov. Okay, now then he says the shulchan chaber ulanicho lefonov al shulchan. Okay, it's also also elam kena tase shum heker kagon shetanichenu al shulchan miatzmo or tanichel habo al keses alfil miad yamina. Do it some other way. It's usher as well, even to put it on the table. So again, I don't think the issue according to the shulchan aruch is an issue of touching, because even to put it down on the table, unless you do it with some type of shinoi, that's usher. Again, the Ramah says only befonov, but we'll come back to that point. But you hear what I'm saying? So the Mechaber is in Sim Yud is saying that it's usher to put the cup directly in front of him, unless you do it with some sort of a heker. You hear? So that's my point. It's not really didn't touch him so much. And I think that's what the Rosh and Hashbo is saying. And the Mezigas HaKos, because mixing the wine and presenting to him, that's itself something which is osur because of the derechiba, and that's what's not allowed. What's interesting is the Pisgei Tshuva. If you take a look in Sukkot Yud Beis here in 8, Pisgei Tshuva says, he quotes the Shalom, that Lucy writes, he's called up the Shalom, Dafkuf Kosam, if we he says an interesting thing. He says that that really a woman shouldn't do anything for her husband during this time. Okay, but you know, certain household chores have to be done. You can't suspend, you can't shut down. The woman takes care of the house. You're not gonna shut down her chores a whole week of when she, or 10, 12 days when she's in either. Right? Not everybody has shvachos, has maids to take care of household needs, right? So really, she shouldn't do anything. But since not everyone has, and not that many maids, so he says, Mikra Din, you know, really, she shouldn't do any kind of service or household chores on behalf of the husband. But it's not possible. You can't manage a household that way. They're not other, it's other people. You have wealthy, you have other housekeepers, or cleaning people do it as good. But if not, so, you know, they said most things are allowed. Pesach Tshuva has this chumah from the Shlo that if you have the opportunity, you don't do anything directly for a husband, that would be the best thing, but that's not really practical. In most cases, you don't have housekeepers and cleaning people. That's what he says, right? Machmas chisar and shrofas. Okay, but he says b'kalmakom, it's not a bad chumra. Anyway, I just want to point out that the difference is regarding mezigas hakos. Now we'll turn to the question which I thought at first I retracted. Here is where we talk about what's included, mezigas hakos, what's included. And what type of, what exactly is included in this issur of mezigas hakos. So the Ritva, and that's sugya k'suba samach alaf and alaf, divim lasam v'hod ha'asru, has three shitas. One, yes omrim shelo gozru ela meziga. He said, one opinion is only applies to wine. He makes the chiluk for sure. Okay, it's only meziga, there's only wine, meziga, you know, when you have mixed wine with water. That's it. That's the only time we have this thing, shudavar, maybe, lida hergal amera. Aval dvarim acherim, mutter lito miyada uvvad shelo yigama. But other things, other drinks, other things you can pass to each other as long as you don't touch. Okay? Mizev shavar b'mizev sofrim, kala b'lo broch asu l'bala kenidam, v'osu lito menu kos, amal kos dafka. Okay, it says also in terms of a coast, but other things, it's only coast meaning coast from Brocha, coast from Yayim. It's the Ritva, only wine is a problem, nothing else. And the Zesh, Omar Belial Rabba, that Talmud of Belial, the story with the, you know, the Mises also Talmud, Shema Vesel Sapach, Menogabe, Lama Abo Sapach, Kopin, Elanig Anagia, Shema Nogabo Keshoisa, maybe Sapach. He says, when you brought the oil to him, you know, the touch, the concern was touching. So usually, and this is not like the smog, okay, usually the concern is touching, okay, when it comes to passing things. Usually the chashash is not touch. With mezigas hakos, even if you won't touch, it's still us. That's the gzera of mezigas hayayin. You follow? That's what I understand it is saying. The source number one, that what's usher is mezigas hakos. That's usher even if there's not a direct contact. Other things are usher because they may touch. But here it's something else, all right? However, then Vacherim Pirshu, is that with me? Okay, then there's the second two, fourth line of nine, this is still in the Chidush Ritva. Vacherim Pirshu, the Mezigas Kos, Urchen and also Nakat. No, Mezigas Kos doesn't mean only wine. In general, that's what they're saying, but who are they in Shardvar? Sha'asu Litov men have made you do so. Okay, it means other things also. Point number two is that other things also is usher. Mezigas HaKos is just an example. It's a common example. People drank wine more regularly and so on. Mezigas HaKos is an example. Okay? But other things also. However, but there's a distinction. Mezigas HaKos is usher even, is usher even with a shinui. Can't do it at all. And other things, can't hand it at all. Again, if you put it down on the table, that's not a shina. That takes away the whole act. But mezigas hakos is also with the shinoi, and other things are mutter with the shinoi. And then the Ritva writes v'chein roy lino. Okay, that he thinks the approach number two is correct. Okay, then he speaks parenthetically about, we spoke about this already, you know, drinking leftovers in the cup. The third, move to the third line. V'yesh, the third line from the bottom. V'yesh omrim. The mezigas hakos asura haynu kishon osenes mayim biyayin and osen lefon dika hergel abel aharik when akli lekos. The law says the fun of al shulchan mutter. The third opinion is that actually only the act of mixing is a problem. But if you pour wine out of a bottle and put that in front, that's also allowed. It's only the act of meziga, and that the Ritva says veino nachum. That's not right. It's not a din of the meziga. It's a din of the wine. Okay, because wine is a type of beverage that connotes some sort of intimacy and so on. So those are the different shitas that the Ritva has. Okay, which is with dafka chumra by kol shayayin. That's how the bayis hakotz. Right, with me? So you see the three shitas of Ritva, and he prefers the middle one. That really, it's everything. It's not just kol shayayin. Kol shayayin is a chumra that even b'shinui is not allowed, and other things are allowed b'shinui. The Rashba also writes in the bayis hakotz. By Zayin Shara Beis 10, Mezigas HaKos, B'Kol Shoyayin, Shehua Margila Erva. He says it's Dafka Din in Kol Shoyayin. Okay, Dafka Din in Kol Shoyayin, and not other things. All right? The Rambam is not as clear, the way the Magid Mishnah learns the Rambam, the way the Magid Mishnah learns the Rambam, I'm also going to say Mezigas HaKos is an issue of wine, the other things are mutter with a shinui. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph. Now back to Hilchos Yisur Bia Halachi Yates 11. Kol Malachos Sheish Osel Abala Nida Osel Abala Chutz Mechotz Ponim Yadav Umzigat Zakos והצועה סמיתה בפונו. גזירה שם יום על הדבר עבירה. ובני זה לא תוכל אם הוא בקר אחס, לא ייגע בפסור מן הרגל עבירה, וכן בשבע סיומים נקיים, לא ססה לו שלוש מלאכות. אלו מוטל איש לסניאל, we talked about right the same thing, whether she's actually needed now or she's in the שבע נקיים. And finally, מוטל איש לסקשק, we talked about that yesterday, she's allowed to, you know, dress herself up and wear makeup and this and that. We talked about that yesterday. But the Rambam says nothing, Rambam says nothing about a heter ayde shinoi. Okay? You see that? The Rambam just says, no, Mezikas HaKo is not a lie. It doesn't mention anything about Shinoi. All right? So the Magid Mishnah there in the Chasur Bia, Paragraph, like a test, 12, right? Mezikas HaKo Shoyayin Dafka. Avashomai Mutter. Vashom Nizkar Shemeshinoi Mutter. But then he says, he points back, look back at number four. This number, source number 11, is the Chasur Bia, Paragraph, like a test. Four is Tarkaf Alavichas Ishus. They're parallel, but in Hilchos Ishus in four, he says, "Mosgenes Hakos Enosenos also beyond the Kedar Katamit." Right? Don't do it in the normal fashion. So there, the Rambam does mention some type of Shinoi. And so Mezikas Hakos, yeah, it's hard really working in because he's talking about wine there also. Okay, but just a moment. Lachari is talking about wine also. Yeah. I think the Magen Mishnah is trying to say that by Mezigah, that here in Hilchos Zerubia, it's Shina doesn't help by Mezigah's Kosel Yayin, but it helps by other things. I'm not sure if you can work that into the language exactly. But the Rambam seems to understand only Mezigah's Kosel Yayin is a problem, but other things we mutter with the Shina. They put the two Rambams together. Doesn't exactly fit in necessarily with the words, but otherwise you have a steer really in the Rambam. Because the Rambam here in Parak Yidal of Hilchos Zerubia doesn't mention anything about Shinoi, and Hilchos Ishus Parak Hafal, he does. Yeah. Okay. Now, there goes Maimonides on that Rambam, in Oz Gimel, Parak Yidal of Hilchos Zerubia, all of the tests, your tests, I mean, Oz Gimel, explains, Limzo go kos, lohoso kadash, yeso chitor, kishez dvardor shalchiba, alay the heker, vishinoi mutter. Then he quotes that other Gemara. See, he seems to learn differently. Let's see, is that true? The Gazmana seems to learn that only wine is derech shel chiba, but a heker will work even by wine. One second. See, first I thought there's machlokas how the Rambam learns. What do you think? I have to think of the Rambam and Hilchos. Rambam Hilchos Ishus says Mosegas Hakos Veinu Senes Oso Miyada Kedarka Tomin, and the Magos Maimonides learned that that's even mutter by wine. Right? He says Shazadav Shel Chibo Avalite Liyada Lolo Maser. Maybe he's driving out with this, with the driving at this with the smog point. I'm not sure if that's how I read the Rambam. I'm not sure. You see what's bothering me? The Rambam, take a look again. Look at four. The Rambam talks about Mezigas HaKos. And he says, Mezigas HaKos, and is in the Hilchos Ishus Parakaf Aleph. The Rambam writes, Mezigas HaKos, and in a sentence, also be other Kedarka Tamim. Right? You do it with a shino. Put it on the ground.
The ghost have to be talking about wine? Because he quotes the Urim that says...
Yeah, that's the next line, yeah.
So then...
I think he's talking about wine, but it's not like the ghost. It's not like the Magen Mishnah. Right? I think he's not like the Magen. I think so. He writes, maybe you're right, let's read further. Because of Reim, Reim here is the Urim, but Belezim Emetz. Not the Reim, not Rebellion Mizrahi, right? The Rebellion Mimetz is the Sefer Urim, the third line. But Chasu Rebellion Mimetz, Urim. The Lo Be'inon Shinoi, Ela Kishishneim Yachet, A Meziga, B Hoshato. Ava Meziga below Hoshato, Hoshato below Meziga, Afila below Shinoi Mutter. Right? That's not the Rambam, right, Philip? That's not the Rambam. He's saying the Urim, he quotes it's the Urim. He says there's only an issue when there's both Meziga and Hoshata. But pouring out of a bottle or a pitcher directly is not a problem. That's against Who do you see before that? That's what the Ritvah rejected, right? So that was a third opinion back in 9. The Ritvah rejected that. The Ritvah said 3 lines in the bottom of 9. The Yesh Omrim, the Mezigas HaKos HaSuri, Hainu Kishan HaSen, is my B'yayin, and the Nosan HaMonah, Dika Hergo, Avala Harik Men HaKli LaKos, Lus is the fun of Allah Shulchan Mutter. That's the Iraim, right? Because the Iraim says you need both. You need two things, right? You need Meziga and Hoshata. But one without the other, okay, is Muti without a Shinui. Now, we have a piece of the Sefer of Hiskel of Shantos Kosuyain, two Dvar Shachiba, and there's a Rashi of Philly Tem, the other one, Maftaya, for Chevet Zacher, the near Mizika, where we're going, how to Tafka Mizika Mayim, of a Mizika and a Kli, Kemosh Aru Osim, ain't near a Mizakir of Nas at all. Okay, again, that's the Ritvah rejected that. Rashi and the Chumar, fine. So according to the Hagos Maimonides, the Uraim says only Isser. So it'd only be theoretically a problem when we're dealing with wine. That's the point. So Philip, you're right. He's definitely talking about wine. The question is that he learned the Rambam? I'm not sure. Okay, at the beginning. It sounds like that. It sounds like against the, in other words, the, what the Magen Mishnah said, Mezigas kol shayayim dafko, shamayim is mutter. Right? Maybe, does he agree with that? In the Rambam, I'm talking about. Forget the Uraim for a moment. Kirsch limzo lo kos lo hosho lo kedem she osa kishitor she zel dover shokhibo. Ava de heck your machine and mutter.
I thought it was the same, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. See, I thought the Magen Mishnah was saying Meziga kosho yayin is also even with the shinoi. And the Magos Maim is saying that he's saying yayin is mutter with the shinoi.
When the Magen Mishnah says Visham Niskar Shabishino Mutter, is that talking about Mziga Sakos?
Yeah, I think that's talking about back in Hilkos Ishus.
Which is talking about.
There may not be. I thought he was saying that's not necessarily talking about wine. The wine wouldn't be Mutter all. Okay, I'm not sure what he was saying in the Rambam. But the Aram, if you want to see the Aram inside, I printed in 14. The Aram is in Simon Chavvav, the old print Kuv Tzadi Beis. We've seen different parts of this in the past, okay, where he says specifically. He quotes the Mark Subas, Pirish, second line, 14. Mezika sakos, Moshe teslo, about Mezika below Shata Sharia. Okay, how do we know? The Hasharin and Hasik, I mean, in these cases, all these wives presented to them. Macharei Shein Yis, Alba Shata is Kir, Mezika sakos, Alba Shein Yis, Alba Shishneim Yachad. Mezika and Shata sakos. Alba Shata Sharia, the Ram Shaloba kos, Mezika Muteris. Just as long as they don't touch, that's the given. All right, so that's how that's the arrangement. Now the tour is 15. The tour in our 7 quotes out of Hay writes, Kol malachas sha'isha osala ba'ala nida osala chutz mizikas kos sha'asura limzog lo kos lo nicho fana ba'ala shulcha. Ellen Cain tasa shum hekka. So he says, even when it comes to wine, it's mutter with a hekka, but not to give it straight. Not to give it straight. That's how the Torah is said, right? The Torah is saying, a woman can't pour for her husband or put it in front of him unless she does so with a hekka. When it comes to wine, it doesn't say about other things. So the Bach there in Tzivtes 16 has another shita, another interpretation, another shita in this. Okay, he says Motzosi Kasa Bedroshos Maharash Ostreich. That's Shalom Rav Yitzchak of Neustadt. It was a German posek. He was one of the Rebbeim of the Maharil, Maharash Ostreich. Okay, Shalom Rav Yitzchak Ostreich. The Baf quotes him. He said as follows: Zelo Shalom, the Shelo Kedin Osin Abalabatish Manichim Nishol Sein Lisa Kaaros. Okay, what about women serving food to their husbands? Forget one, like you bring out a platter of meat and potatoes. He said it's not right. Okay, Ukiyot Hashulchan Nidin Havam Mizikas Akos. He holds the same thing. But the Baf says the wife shouldn't bring out food and put it in front of her because that's no different than Mizikas Akos. Now again. According to the Uraim, that's not a problem. Because the Uraim says you need both. Meziga, which is a din of the kosher yayin, and Hoshoto. So this is not like the Uraim. Okay? And certainly not like the Uraim, but it's a different shita. He says even also to bring out food. All right? However, that's what the Bach writes. Meal, if you must kasafti, the shame re'aim, the meziga below Hoshoto, Hoshoto lives with mutter, I feel below shina, how can I be carried? The lek al Hoshoto shari. So according to the Uraim, there's certainly not a problem with bring out a dish of food because there's no mezigah. And furthermore, b'chein l'masha kosav rashba, the mezigah is yayin b'mayim dafka also a shar mashki mutter. Right, that we said before, it's a din in wine because the intimacy is associated with wine. It's also not a problem. So there's different shitas. But according to some Rishonim, the issue is it's a special issur by wine. And it's not true by other things. And perhaps even a hecker doesn't help by wine, okay, if he's presenting it directly to her as opposed to putting it down somewhere. So there's a special din by wine. And according to others, there may not be a special din by wine alone. It has to have meziga and oshota. That's the yirein. So either way, this din of the marash ostrach, from Shalom, Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rebbe the Maharil, is different because he said it'll extend even to platters. So, you know, what do you call it? You plate the food, right? You plate the food. So in the kitchen, they plate the food. Just bring out, everybody gets, you know, a piece of chicken and some vegetables and potatoes, something like that, right? So they plate the food. So that would be a problem. So according to the Rambam, that's not a problem because there's no hoshata, okay? I mean, it's only hoshata, there's no meziga. And according to Rashba, the meziga is b'mayim dafka osir al-shar mashkamutah is also, right? But Od Nira, then he adds, the third sheet of the Marash Ostrach. Then he writes the Bafdos, a few lines down, the middle of 16. But Od Nira, I feel him too solemn in the Sias HaKar Shulman Havel Kamezir of the Kos. We call Mokom, Av Mezir of the Kos, Eni Salah Bekos HaMiyuchad Lebaile. He mentioned something else. There might be a Spadin, is this particular glass, or her husband's cup, you know what I'm saying? Today, when a lot of times you set the table for drinks, so you have glassware, so you know everyone has their own glass. If you get, it's the same glass. You have a set service for eight or whatever, and you know everybody gets a glass. It's not one glass; it's miyuchad to the husband or woman, whichever one is set. On the other hand, some homes, at least sometimes, you have a particular mug, or there's a glass that has, you know, that someone gave that has the, that someone gave my wife a glass with her initials on it, you know, as a thank you for something or other. So. Once I bring water upstairs, she wants a drink, you know, she'll get down and give me water. So he usually use that glass. That's her glass. You know, it's the same thing with a husband. They may have a specific glass, a specific cup or a specific platter. If that's the case, that's taka osir. Why? Because the car of it is a bottle of wine, ika chibetve. Aval ahavi akar shulchan shakol b'nei abayis ochem menah. But he's saying, even according to the Marash Ostrach, you bring a serving platter out that everyone's going to eat from, that's not called serving him. Not his, but you bring out the whole tray. It has, you know, you bring out several different platters, several different trays of food, like we're accustomed to on Shabbos. You bring out the chalmay back, the coke, you bring out the string beans, whatever else you eat. You know, so that's not a problem either, because there's no chiba in that sense. Even though the husband is eating, avuisha gam baila ocho, right? Because the same kara, avul hobi akara mcheres a baila asur. Okay. So that's what the Bach quotes as well. All right, the Shach fundamentally, in Sukkot and Gimel here, agrees with the Bach in the name of this Marash Ostrach. All right, he quotes it. But he does acknowledge, Miyu in the second law, Masha Kosar goes, Man Hashem Re'im, the Re'im that we saw, the Mezigah Olo Shoto, Shoto Olo Mezigah's Mutter. So we went out of Shinoi, so that's the same thing here. You only have one, and also according to Rashba, you don't have it because it's not limited to wine. So it's only limited to wine. And he writes towards the end, "Hachin Aktinan." Okay, so we pass him like this. Shalom Ostrach, that she shouldn't serve him direct food. It's not unique to wine. Okay, and he's saying, you know, not like the Urain, that you need both Hoshota and Meziga. Hachin Aktinan. Okay, but he said it's only if it's a kli, a glass or a platter or something, it's miyucha to him. Miyucha to him. All right. The Chai Odom, Chochmas Odom, Klal Kuf Des Zayin, Siv Zayin 18, summarizes, Kol Melechas, Melechas, Sheish Oso Labala, Nida Oso Lo, except for the Tzon, right? And he says, Melitin Hakarim Atav Shal Ashukhan, Im Gam B'nei Habayis Ochum Nakarab Shidun Mutter, just to put food in front of him. Now you bring it out to the husband, there's all kinds of pieces of meat and chicken there, so he's going to take a piece, he's going to pass the platter to everybody else. So that's not a problem. That's what he's saying, the name of that shop, and about going back to that Marash Ostrach. However, then he writes, when we call Mokom, im elo mishi yisham shenu, what if there's a husband and wife at home, there's nobody else, right? Then yesh lehokel, levad shalot titena machal v'k'orah v'funav, okay? He says, preparing food, that's not derech iva, that's derech avdus. Avdus doesn't mean slavery, it means service. Now, when you prepare the food, though, that's not a problem. You're going to say a woman can't cook for her husband. Right? A woman can cook, that's a normal thing. It's not derech iva to make a steak or a chicken dinner. You know, that's part avdus again, meaning service. Okay, so that's the Chacham Sodom holds like that as well. There's nobody else there, then she can bring it out, but don't put it directly in front of him, is the point. Okay, let him reach it. Let him have to take it from something else. The Taz, in Sivkot and Gimel, here in 19, goes back to the other Shita. Okay, he disagrees with the whole Maharash Ostreich. Again, both the Shach and the Chayonim are accepting the Chumar, the Maharash Ostreich, they shouldn't serve other things, but the Taz doesn't. The Taz in Sivkot and Gimel, he said, no, it's only a bezigas hakos. Okay? He quotes Morbi Chosti, Mishem Arash, right? Bekashali, the Ma'i Amru, Kol Malachas, Ozle, Chutz, bezigas hakos. The Taz says, let's go back to the original Gemara that we started with in Ksubis, right? That's our Samach Alam. It says, specifically, says the Taz, Kol Malachas, Isha Osala Baila, Nida Osala Baila, except for three things, one of which is bezigas hakos, one of which is not presenting other food to him. So the Bach says, look, read the Gemara. Not the Bach, the Taz. Says, look, read the Gemara. The Gemara should have said, but not serving food to him. It doesn't say that. It says, Mezigas HaKos. Okay, so where does the Maharash Ostreich come off adding now serving platters of food? Right? It's not included. The Gemara didn't say that. Right? Below Choshev Tikr Machal HaFarah, Kein Nireh, Techachavim Shiru, Shein Kirim Bazeh. Just presenting food is not intimate. Wine is something that's associated with, you know, people have a drink together and they get like lightheaded and one thing leads to another. You know, that's what wine does, right? So wine has a more intimate effect because it loosens people up. But I'm telling you what wine does. Drink wine, you know, you have a toast, you have a simple wine, it's more intimate. Wine, even today, wine is used as a more intimate expression of something, right? When you have wine. We don't even eat wine all the time at Rav Shabbos. We have wine for Kiddush, but you know, on a regular Tuesday night, most people don't have wine for dinner, unless it's a special occasion, right? The wine, you know, it's something special, so you bring it out. So that's the Taz's point, which to me makes eminent sense. He says, apparently, the Chachamim, by not including Tikkun Michael, he says, "Ain kir b'shiru the Chachamim shiru she'ain kir b'zeh." Okay, he's disagreeing with the Bach and the Maharash Ostreich, even though the Shach and the Chayyim both. You know, the Chacham Sodom both agree, okay? The only thing is they limit it to the platters or cups that are especially intended for him. But Taz rejects the whole thing. He said the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says Mezigas HaKos. Mezigas HaKos is something which, you know, again, a wine is usually for a special occasion or it has some special significance to it. That's what's also, all right? But he says anything else is like we said before, the Chacham Sodom, Maisa Abdus. Again, Abdus is in slavery. But Yesh Bol Torah, which ain't him, Zika's a coast. So that's what the Taz says. I think it makes a lot of sense. Truth is, I think the contemporary poskim debate this question also. You look in the Nidus farm, whether she can serve other things, you know, what the Machok is now to this day. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan, here in Simukuv Tzadi Hei Sif Yud Gimel, 20, Mezika's a coast, Asurim Shem Zelazed, the Mezei Yeshkib Yisera, even pouring wine from something else. Notice his word is not avdus, but sheris. You know, service. I said avdus doesn't mean slavery, it means service. Okay, and that's exactly the word that he uses. Okay. Yeah. So, that's Derek Shavers. Below the Vad Limzo Kos Osel, Afilus Loch, Kos Yain Osir, Losna Kos Brocha, Losna Kos Acher, Makos Muchad Law, Alon Kulam Shosman, so Kos, Isho Sizachar, Mutter, Mziga Osir Akbufon. Okay, those are the qualifications in the Aruch HaShulchan. So, Mziga Zakos is a problem, pouring wine is a problem, but bringing and preparing food is not a problem. Okay, and I think that's certainly a legitimate kula, but there are some poskim, even among contemporary poskim, that they have that they feel that they're more choshish for the chayadam and the shach than the taz and aruch hashulchan. Okay, good. Now the question is, what exactly is meant by b'fanav? What exactly is Bifonov? And Shalom Bifonov, again, we're making...
Are there things that you mean even on Sharmashkim or only on food?
Well, it's hard to... I think people are even... There are some of them make even... For sure on food, there are those who make them, which we just saw. Sharmashkim, so that depends. Also there's some. I have to look in the regular Svarim. I think there are people who make them, unless it's wine.
That's the tour. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Therma says nothing. That's the
Pashas. That is the Pashas. No, but again, we saw it in Achronim, so not that way.
Right. No. But I'm saying, where does Rebbe usually?
I think we make one. Okay, whatever it's worth. They make on it. Okay. I thought the Taz is a convincing point. And the Gemara didn't say. The Gemara said Mezigas Hakos. Okay, now as far as what is Bifonov, so we take a look, there's a Mordechai, we've seen this Mordechai before, in the Hilchos Nida, the Mordechai is in the back of Shavuos, so in Mesech HaShavuos, Remez Tavshin Mem Gimel 21. So the Mordechai says, he says, Amar Rav Yo, Nida Shoshos V'Kos Nishmah K'taz V'Hachala, we spoke about that already, Nira the Mazgaz HaKos Shalom Bifonov Shari. Even the Mezigah, he said, is allowed if she mixes the wine when he's not around. In other words, she takes the water and the wine, and dilutes the wine, not in front of him, okay, but she prepares it beforehand. All right, so he said, that's mutter. Kedarina gabe hatzos, just like we said regarding baking the beds. We said, that it said beferish. Right, that the Gemara said beferish. Look back in the first source. The Gemara says, and there in Ksubis, Samachalaf Malalaf, back in one, it says, hatzos hamita, amarabala amar elabifonav. Now, it didn't say that by Mezigas HaKos. We didn't have that qualification. And it's difficult to read it that includes that also. Okay, you can't really read that because the take a look back in one. Amar Vitzuk Bar Chananya Amar Rabuna. Kol Malachas She'isha Osa Labala Nido Osa Labala Chutz Mi Mezigas HaKos 1 Matzos Amita 2 Machat Is Pana Yon Arago. Period. Now, then the Gemara continues. Matzos Amita, regarding Matzos Amita, Amar Rabba Lo Amar Elabifana Bav Shalom Bifana Less On Bo. Doesn't say that by Mezigas HaKos, okay? But nevertheless, the Mordechai makes that jump, and he said it's the same thing, right? Because he says, why didn't the Gemara mention it? He said, because it mentioned by Atzos Hamita, which is, again, even more intimate. Again, the bed is associated with the Hem relations. So even there, it's the Rabbi Shkiba, I feel Hakishari, so certainly this is going to be mutter. And that's the way he learns up the Gemara. Okay, he's saying that Shalom Bifonov applies to Mezigas HaKos as well, but the Gemara didn't mention it because they mentioned only, they mentioned only Atzos Hamita because that was the bigger Kiddush. Okay. Then he also went furthermore, we said it's mutter with the shini. You put it down on the table, you put it down on top of something else, so it is not any worse. Okay, so that's the Mordechai. I quote somebody else also, Shmuel Bunberg. Okay, Dafka Bifonov also do it to Samita. Okay, the Beis Yosef quotes that. The Beis Yosef writes in Simkut Tzadihei. He says here in our sermon, near the Mezigas HaKos Shalom Bifonov Shari. Okay, and he says the same. So again, he quotes this Mordechai, same idea. Okay, because the Gemara said about Tzos Mita, certainly it's going to be true by Mezigas HaKos. That's the Beis Yosef. Says Mezigas HaKos Shalom Bifonov is mutter. However, the Bach here is Machmer. Okay, the Bach here in 23, he quotes the Beis Yosef. However, he said no, and it goes back to what we said before. He says, I hold Miru Nire, the Afo priest of Mezigas Shalom Bifonov, Imanichta al Shulchan Bifonov Aser. Even if you did the Mezigah before, but now you presented it to him directly, that's usher. Okay, that's he thinks it's usher. That's the Torah's language, put it in front of on the table. Okay, rather than stop saying Mezigas HaKos. So that goes back to what we said before. He mentions Agos Maimon, he's quoting that Sefer Yireyim. You need both of Shota and the. Even if the Mezigah was not in front of him, if she put it down in front of the table, it's a problem. Okay, but the Shach doesn't accept that. The Shach rejects the Bach. If you quote Yadalin, he says, by Bach Chasav, Dafalpi, etc., he quotes the Bach. Dafalpi, the Mezigah, Shalom Bifonov, Benecha, Shalom Bifonov, Aser. Nonetheless, Ein Dvar Mukrochim. And he says, furthermore, even the Rosh says, Shalom Bifonov, Lekre, Surah, Klal. But I just want to point out that the Ramah himself seems to be Mekel. Let's go back now to source number 7. Remember that one word? The one word that's in Rashi print? Look at the Sif Yod in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yod 7. Adds the Ramah lefanav. That's the word that's in parentheses. Again, it's in Rashi script. To me, probably from the Ramah. Okay, so the Ramah says, not only problem lefanav. Okay, so I wanted to mention that the Ramah seems to be makel that way. All right, so much about Mezikas HaKos. Let's move along. What about Hatzas Hamita? So there, they're making the beds and so on. So there, the Rashbor writes in 25. We'll discuss Hatzas Hamita a little bit. Okay, Hatzas Hamita, lo amar el b'fanav, avshol b'fanav les l'alba. Okay, that we said it before. What exactly is Hatzas Hamita? What does it mean, Hatzas? That's not Hatzas, but Hatzas, right? So the Tosus, there's a Tosus in Ksubas, Dav Dalam Rav. Tosus says, by the way, the reason why, again, Hatzas Hamita, it's a hergel, it's cause Yerurim, right? I mean, that's the Poshim Shad. Okay, the Hatzas Hamita is only a problem in front of him because that leads to, Hirhurim and so on, thinking of the bed, she's fluffing up the pillows or whatever it is, the rush of the Tosus in Ksubas. Dalam Rav, Zil Maslo Hatzas Hamita, 26. Nir Lari, putting on the sheets and the bedspread and so on. But just spreading the sheets is the problem. Just putting the pillows and the blankets on, that's not. I'm not sure contemporarily it makes a difference, but the Chazal make that distinction between adjusting the sheets and just putting the covers on. Just stop making the beds, That's allowed, all right? And it brings a rag from a Gemara, which I'm not going to now. But anyway, so Hatzos, Karmak Sos, Adar Sheish, with Torah. Hatzos, Lamita, by the priest of Sadin, Levad, the middle of the Chibidin, which is the Chabibolo, right, that make it comfortable for him and so on. It's hard to figure out, our beds are different, but that's what it says in the Tosos there, that it's a spreading the sheets and so on, getting the bed ready, is a problem, as opposed to just putting the covers on. I thought that if you go to the fancy hotels, you go to a fancy hotel, they make the beds, whatever in the morning when the room service, whatever they're called, the staff maintenance, whatever they're called, housekeeping comes in and makes the beds. In the fancy hotels, they come and they turn down the bed. You know what I'm talking about? They're in a fancy hotel. They make. Well, if you come back to the room at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so the bed is made. Then around 5 o'clock, they come and they open, they take it off the pillowcase and fold it nice. It's called turning the bed, so to speak. Not that I have so much experience in fancy hotels, but I remember once, I've been to a couple of hotels that happened. I remember once years ago, my wife for many years was a nurse, and she was a director of the clinical director of the oncology practice in NYU Medical Center, it's a big position. So she, I go sometimes to conferences. I remember one time she went to some kind of a conference, and it was at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in San Francisco. So she had the room anyway, and the flight was paid for it, so I tagged along. I bought a ticket, and I had a hotel to stay in. And that was definitely, without a doubt, the fanciest hotel that I ever stayed in. To get onto the floor where she was housed, you had to have a special key. The regular elevator didn't go to that floor. You had to have a special key. And they had food out. We couldn't eat most of the food, not kosher, but the fruit was obviously. And in the room, they came in every night. They turned the bed and they put the chocolates, there. I forget whether the chocolates are kosher or not. But anyway, that's called turning the bed. So there is some sort of, making the bed just so the room, you make the bed so the room looks nice. That's one kind of making the bed. Another kind of making the bed that kind of like sets up the sleeping, So maybe that's the difference that the Chazal are talking about here. I don't know. Okay, check it out. Look online, fancy hotels, turning the bed. Turn down the bed. I think that's what it's called. Anyway, the Rosh and Ksuba is there, Parakalos.
So everything's like, because for as Rebbe said before, like for us, it's like Kimat Fakir from what Tosfos said, right? That you put
that's what I was thinking.
Davar Shel Torah, but making the cover look nice is, very easy.
Right. So I'm saying, if you just it's just Miswara, but it seems to me that, when you make... You make a bed because you don't want the room to look sloppy, right? So you put the spreads in, but when you quote unquote set up the bed for sleeping, you turn down the thing. You don't just stop open it up. Normally speaking, I don't have it in my house. It turns down the bed, you know. But you know, it, you open up part of it. So it's done very, very nicely, and it's sort of, I don't know what the right word is. It is inviting in a way, with or without the chocolates, you know. So it's inviting. So I think maybe that's the chiluk. You make that type of a chiluk between making the bed to just to stop straighten out the rooms. It doesn't look like a, you know, a dump. You know, which I don't know, I can't say many husbands don't care probably as much as the wives do. Anyway, the room looks a little messy, but many wives do, and the husbands do good. They don't want the room to look, you know, disheveled. I mean, not when you're married. That's one thing, your dorm room, you probably never made your bed, but, you know, whatever. But it depends who, actually. Okay, I mean, I had a roommate when I was in yeshiva who was very much, and I did it for him, I would make my bed, but not for myself. You know, to me, it didn't matter. But okay, everybody's different. The point is, I think maybe...
Is there the palm, no? Or something?
Yeah, it could be. Well, I will tell you one thing happened to me. I felt like many years ago, before long before I was married, I ran a couple of years at NCS Wives to have this Israel tour. I don't know if they still do, maybe, I don't know. But they had a tour, so I ran it a couple of times for a group from New Jersey. So we had something there called Gadna. You came to a military base and spent a few days on a military base. The American kids, you know, they did exercises and obstacle courses and stuff and whatever. And I was advised, but I had nothing to do basically that week just to be there. You know, the kids had a problem, but some soldiers were giving, quote unquote, you know, boot camp or basic training. It was fun for the kids, or fun for most of the kids, whatever. So I was housed. They had the base had it was a religion, you know, the religious base or whatever, religious people. There was a Rav Tzvai, a military rabbi who was, you know, who was on this base. And so I, as the advisor of the group, I didn't sleep in the barracks together with the kids. You know, I was in the fancier rooms together with this Rav, who was an older man. He was on the base. He was very nice. Sardi. Anyway, so I went after we got a morning, you know, so I went to breakfast after Dominic, you know. Then I came back to the room and I saw he was making my bed. And I felt like such a dope. Oh my God, I don't know if I'll do it, you know. I figured this is his room, you know. He doesn't want to live. It looked like some sloppy American guy came in and, you know. So believe me, I got up early the next morning. The rest of the 2 days we were there. I made my bed before I went to shul. We had a minion. And the last thing I want was this older man, a Rav, you know, making the bed. And I was like, people are different. But anyway, I think that the idea of turning down the bed, it's somewhat intimate, it is somewhat inviting. I think that's the type of chiluk that the Chazal are talking about. So the Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Yud Aleph, okay, and again, so that's a distinction, you know, priest is sadin, befonov, it is, you know, when he's there, she's going to open the bed, so, you know, it kind of creates a certain intimacy, maybe. Take a look at Sif Yud Aleph, 28, Asura Latzia Mitasa befonov Adafka priest is sadinim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Rosh Hashulchan also writes, and if you tell a bechena sur latziyam and tells b'fonav, the dafka priest is sedinim, a machasas is derechiba. Okay, and by the way, he adds that the two-way street, kol shekein shehu asur lasas lo kein, he can't do it for her either. Right? Sometimes, you know, today, where husband and wife divide the labor in the house differently than, you know, so that he shouldn't do it for her either. And again, Shalom B'fana has also mitzvah. Poskim lo hizkiru zeh mishum she'ein derech l'ish latziyam mitos. These are the days of Rosh Hashulchan. The husband didn't usually make the bed, but you know, anyway, he makes the same type of chiluk. All right, finally now, so that's about Hatzos Hamito. We'll turn now to Hatzos Ponav Yodav Rava, the third thing. Okay. The Bais Aruch, Rosh Bo writes, Bais Zayin Sharbeis, Hatzos Ponav Yodav Rava, Afil Roche Tzehim Mutzekes. Okay. Again, we have to remember the type of bathing that they did in those days. Even if she's not doing any, he's bathing himself. Okay, he's washing himself with the water. He motzekes. Motzekes means pouring. It's the language of the pasuk. It says that by the Elisha, the Navi. Remember the woman with the oil? She had no money to pay the haftarah of Parshas Vayera. Right? It says she told her to get lots of barrels of oil, and she kept pouring. But he motzekes anyway. So that motzekes means pouring. All right. So she's just pouring the water. She'ilu l'chot he biyada. I feel a belorchitz also. He could cure baser. Also, he got feel a betzvatana. Right? I mean, obviously, we're not talking about she's washing him. That's for states of betz also. That's not not only the special din, our chotzos panagrata, but the other ragos also. Hear what the Rishpo is saying. It's not, obviously, you heard taking the water, the soap, and scrubbing him down. That's certainly intimacy. Okay, that's for sure. She's not doing anything. She's just pouring water into the basin, you know, into the tub, so to speak, where he's washing from. Okay, and that's what Ragos Man is also right. Oh, by the way, the Rashbo, even if it's cold water, it doesn't matter. Okay, that's what's not right. Ragos Man is also on the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph, Malachi Tessa, with the same piece in the Rambam, and also Mem 31. He writes, I feel it's Sikas Maim Shein Ragos Bo. She's just pouring water into the basin. She doesn't touch him. That's still not allowed. That's considered Malachi Shalchiba. Okay, because touching is a lot of not allowed. That's for sure. And so, therefore, by us here in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis 32, it says Asur Litzo Kol Ma'im Lichot Pon of Yodav Raglo. I feel it in the Gaz, but I feel it in my son. Okay, the Shach adds Tazayin quotes from the Rabbeinu Yonah that even doesn't pour the water. He says Asur Litzo Kol Ma'im Lichot Pon of Yodav Raglo. I feel it in the. I'm sorry, the Shach. So you've got in Tezai 33. Because our Rabbi Yonah, the Sefer Droshos Hanashim, I'm not sure what that Sefer is. The Otsa Losses Lifnei Baila Kiton Shomayim. The Kalim Shechitz Mahim Ragba Mei Shehud Derechiba. Even if she doesn't do actually pouring, she just brings him a few buckets with water in it that he can use. That's also, she services him while he's bathing. That's also not allowed. You see the Shaf? Okay, in the name of Rabbi Yonah. Okay. The Taz disagrees with that. The Taz of Kotten Ches disagrees. He says, the Chora Mashma Roshan Zesh Asuli Ten Mai Bekliba, who you're called to. The Mashmos is like the Shach says, that even for her to bring, you know, a couple of buckets that she doesn't even pour it for him, Abu Emes Ain Okay. And he quotes this Rashba. Okay, Mashma Muteris Lachin Omai Bekli, who you're called. He says that it's allowed. Okay, again, we don't really have that situation today because you don't need someone to bring you any water. You just turn on the faucet or turn on the shower yourself. So, but that's what the. What we're talking about over here, all right? Yerachah Shulchan makes that type of chiluk also. Yerachah Shulchan Sif Yudal 35. Mechain asur litzok amayim lirchotz panu yad aragla afilu enan ogas vol afilu amayim tonu mekosha kain the lidan del machmina afilu bezvika. Okay, that's we talked about passing and so here too, pouring water. It's certainly not allowed, but he said that but bringing a thing of water. Okay, that's a question. And there's a machlokas about drawing a bath. That would be the practical. That would be a practical nafkamina. One practical nafkamina today would be, can you draw a bath? You just turn on the water, you know, so that, because again, we're not bringing any water in the basin, but can the wife and the husband, so I think people are machlokas about that. Okay. You hear what I'm saying? That would be the one practical nafkamina here is it only, the Taz seems to say it's only a problem pouring while he's washing. Okay, otherwise that's not called Rechit, that's the Taz. The Taz has that kula here in 34. It's hey, but it's only called pouring for him if it's she's pouring while he's actually bathing, while he's washing. Okay, but the Rechit Shulchan, he said the pouring would be also. The question is, what if Bizman is that by bath? Let's say he's in the bath and turns on the water or changes the water. Okay, you know, would that be a problem? It seems to me that. You know, for sure, it would be a problem if she came in and turned on more hot water while he's in the bath, right? Or to change the water. But what about if she just turned it on and left, and now he comes in later? That would be my focus. Okay. The same thing, by the way, by Natil Sudayim. It sometimes comes up in some homes by Urchatz, Kadesh Urchatz. And on a different family, who washes Urchatz? So my family, I grew up. Everybody at the table went and washed. My wife's family, just the person probably to say that, just ahead of this. So, wife always brought me water for her hats. Right? What's your different menhagim? I don't know what the menhagim are. Okay, everyone washes by you. That's how I grew up also. Wife's family, you only had the household washes. Yeah, they both do menhagim. The whole rechatz is, say one quick thing, basically, the whole rechatz is funny. Because why we're washing for Dovah Shetibul Mashka. I mentioned this to you once, that, you know, every little kid says, now we wash without a bracha, right? But the Vilna Gaon says to wash with a bracha. It doesn't do with the Pesach Seder. The Vilna Gaon says you always wash with a bracha for Dovah Shetibul Mashka. Not just bread, but anything you're dipping in liquid, like you're dipping vegetables. You have a crudité, you know, those fancy vegetable things. You go to a bar mitzvah, they have a whole thing of vegetables, it looks like a duck or something like that, or a swan, you know what I'm saying? They have a whole thing, they have all these different dips on the side, right? That's called the Darsha Tibula Mashke. So so the Vilna Gaon says you always have to wash the Darsha Mashke with a bracha. The problem is we generally don't do that all year. We don't. Some people are makbir like the Gaon. Most people, and it's just in the Siman Shemarav, I think it's Kufn Nunches. It says we're not makbir for that. Some Rishonim say that's a din of Tumah Tara. We don't have it today. We only have it by bread. So the Taz wonders, Nukhus Pesach. So why are we makbir on Nukhus Pesach? Why are we makbir on Urchatz on Pesach? In fact, the Taz writes, tongue in cheek, Manish Tana Halal Azemi, Kol Al Alos. There's a fifth question. Right? He says, well, that's the language of the Taz. He says, Manish Tana, why? If we're not makbir on Dabashu Tibulu Mashku all year long, what are we makbir here for? And he says, Mikhan Tochocha Megula, the Taz writes, we should talk to be makbir all year long, just not with a bracha. It doesn't go so far out the gong. All right, we're not. So the Netziv, in his Akdamah, his Haggadah, it's called Imre Shefer, the Tziv's Haggadah, he says that no, the answer is that it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's a Zeichel HaMikdash. In the days of the Mikdash, they kept Tumah Taharas, they take a wash for Dovashim Tumah Mashka. So we do numerous things at the Seder, which are done to replicate the way they used to have the Seder in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So Mela, and there they wash. We don't go so far to make a bracha. We don't do that, generally speaking, unless you always do like the Gaon, but it's not. But we're replicating what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, so that's the case. And he says the same thing, that's why we're a kittel. Okay, those who have the meaning of an Ashkenazim, anyway, to wear a kittel, have to say the same thing, because it was a special garment that they wore. If you're interested in that, somebody gave a shiur about that recently, why we're a kittel. It's a question, interesting, that's it. But be that as it may, one could say that one Zeichel HaMikdash to the table is sufficient. Like in many homes, Taka, only the person leading the Seder was a kittel. Not every married person was a kittel. Other families are different. Maybe the same thing by Ruchat. Anyway, be that as it may, so my wife, why did I tell you all this? Because the wife or someone brings, if only the head of the household is washing. So he sits there, and my woman brings a little basin and a washing cup. That'll be the same issue here, right? If she brings it. If she poured it on him, it would be a problem. Just bring it. That's a machokas. That's this machokas. Same thing with drawing a bath. All right, let's just look at the last thing quickly, the last few parts.
Yes, sir, Al-Zahra, what you discuss is what if it's just the couple together for the Seder, should they, because if there's the minhag not to pour your own kos.
Ah, that's also right, because of Kairos. Yeah.
Yeah. Just two of them, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, okay, so what is he saying?
He says that you should, she could do a Peshinu Shalom B'fan of
it. Oh, that's it, yes, I'll do it, right, okay, so that's also similar. Good, sure, I'm going to think of that. Okay, let me just finish up the last few sources. I'll finish these sheets. This is basically it goes, you know, the Isra and the husband also. There's a Maseches Kala, okay? Maseches Kala in Perak Aleph Halacha Hey. Maseches Kala is one of the Maseches Ketanos in the back of the end of the Zikin. So 36, Halacha Hey. Meshagar Kosher Brocha Leisha Shalom Bidaz Baila Chayv Nisa. Meshadai to Rabbalah. Sending a Kosher wine to another man's wife. Okay, it's certainly not allowed because the Yetzihara and so on, Rabbi Omeshi, Yetzihara, Rabbala, okay, became the Chabur Shishon, Kosher Brach, Isha Shomi Das Balacha, Misa, Misha Daita, Rabbala, Rabbi Omeshi, Yitzhara, okay, whatever whatever. You're not supposed to give, not proper for man to give wine to another person's wife. Okay, it's not proper theism. I mean, Chai Misa, maybe an exaggeration, but certainly it kindles. You give a glass of wine to someone else's wife, it's not proper. Again, there's a certain chiba associated with it. All right, that would have nothing to do with us, except that the Balei Nefesh writes, the Rabbi writes, in Shar Prisha, Simon Aleph, 37, time of Sefer's Kala, Meshagar, Kosher, Bala, Yishu, Shalom, Bidaz, Bala, Chai Misa, and so on. Benida, Lebaila, Nami, Lehadami. Okay, that's native. We were going on this, Rabbi, you say, Benida, Lebaila, okay. However, he drank the whole cup. A lot of times people take a sip and then pass it around for Kiddush. You know, right? So if you pour it off, or he drinks the whole thing, then refills the cup, that's something different. But the pour to send it straight, that's what the rabbi says, is not allowed. So this, Kala Rabasi, this Mesefes Kala, was talking about giving wine to another man's wife. But the rabbi said the same thing with Ishtonida, okay? And he shouldn't send the wine to her, either of somebody else. And that's what Rosh Bo also writes in the Bais HaKotzer, by Zion Sharbeis, 38. Kishem she'osel limzo glo sakos kach osel lo limzo glo lo od ela filish lo kach kosher yain osel bein kosher bracha mekos the alma levad because she yichdu lo. Okay, again, it was just for her, like I said before. So that's That's the Rashba. And the Shochar passes this way, right? Kishem Shosan Zog Lo, Kach was on the Lim Zog Lo, Lo Oda, Lo Filo Shoch, Lo Kosh Yal Yain Aser, Lo Shna Kosh Abrocha, Lo Shoch Zachim, Lo Yuchlo, Lo Shosim Heng, Lo Shna Kosh, Lo Shtias Is Iye Abasrai, Lo Lestan Bo. So he says, even now the way the Rashba said it is, the way the Rambam said it, he drank the whole thing. The Mechaber doesn't seem to require that. Mechaber says if he drank from them, pass it on, it's okay. See that Chiluk? He just says, "Alam shosim hem meos on kos ushtias ushoses e abasrayu." Then less on bo, because Shulchan Aruch says, "You know, then it's okay. He can't bring the kos for her. He can't send her a cup of water even kos from bracha. But if she drinks afterwards, it's okay. Or if other people also drink from it, that's another point. So let's just finish up. The Gemara in Brachas says on Daf Nun Aleph and Aleph that one of the things related to Kosel Brocha, okay. So again, I didn't see this by this Rav Adi Yosef by the Neder referred to by Arba Kosel. What about by regular Kiddush? One of the dinim of Kiddush on Brochas Nun Aleph and Aleph. Amar Zer Amar Rabbi Avo, the Asara Dvarim Nem Kosel Brocha. The famous Gemara. There are 10 things that are applicable to Kosel Brocha. Tovah Brichas Hamazon, Rashi says. Ton Hadocha, as we wash, Tifa scrubbed out, Chai. Should be strong wine and molly, cups should be full, eat there, all kinds of different things. Okay? And one of the things that are listed regarding kosher brocha is af meshago matonalanche beso. Okay? It's passed to other people. It's not a kashivas. That's what Rashi says. It's in 41, Rashi brochas and alpanat. Matonah, derb, doron, kashivas, anche beso means lishto. So what do you do when she's in Eden? Okay? What do you do when she's, what do you do with kiddush? You can pass the kiddush wine or bring some ozon wine if the bench on it. Okay, so the Silvers, 42, said, well, nothing to do about it. Okay, don't do it. Again, by it doesn't address the issue of Nadis, so I'm glad you pointed it out, but the Shiltas says, Amri, the Shiltas in Parashat Achrimel, Shiltas Tzadi Bar, 42. Amri, the Rav Ikla, Beishmol, Shalom, Shmol, Kasan, Brichas, of Visu, okay, below Kabila, Ikadami, the Chihavet, Yasla, Nida, okay, Vikadami, Nida, Lo Shasha, Kasan, Brichasa, that's also even by kosher brachos. So the shulchas has a chumah that's also to send to your wife when she's in Eden because of hergel aveira. Okay, the ravid a little bit leaves a little room for some leniency. 43 and then Balei Nefesh Shar Prishus Siman Aleph quotes the shulchas. Okay, but he writes three lines on the bottom. Shamina mina the nida asur lemishti mikasa negagro. Okay, I'm not really sure why he says, because it's afterwards, but he says that maybe it's only when he's miyached the dafka for her. In other words, he quotes the shiltas, in order for it to be usher, you have to be miyached the cup dafka for her. Okay, in other words, if you, as opposed to, let's say, if you pour out of the kiddush cup, there are lots of different little cups. A lot of people do that, but they take the kiddush, they pour it through, and then they pass all the little cups around. That's not being miyached the cup for her. She got one of them, and other people got it. Might be different though if they're you know, if they're the only ones at the table. So that's the Rambam to the Pesukei Teshuva. We'll finish with this here and say, "Your Dalit quotes the Teshuva from Yaakov Emden, Yishlos Yavet, to Roy LaHachmer Kedas Shultas." Okay, but I think there's room to be Makel. Yeah, so that's or the best thing maybe when you make Kiddush, let her pour some wine into her cup from before. Right, or at least some, and then you pour off, and then that's another way out. But the Arba Kosas, you just sent it. We'll take a look at it, but it sounds like it makes sense to do it with some sort of machine. Okay. All right, let's talk over here.
If you're relying on this, you know, pouring multiple Kosos thing, do you have to, and you have like, you know, you have a bunch of guests, your wife's sitting right next to you, do you have to send it the other way around the table, or can you send it even through her first?
I don't think so. It seems to me if everybody's getting it, it doesn't matter. I don't think about it. If you're not giving it back, or you're getting it there, and they're passing it down, you're sending it down. I don't think it's a problem.
Rabbi, I think because it also it uses lashon of yuchadla, right?
Yeah, yuchadla, right. Dafka for her, right.
So if it's a coast that I'm specifically giving her, this is going to be her coast versus right. Going down 10 coasts and then they just pass it.
Yeah, I think so. But the question about the Arba Kosos, because there's a minig about their cheres, you don't pull your own, so then it's an interesting question. I didn't think of that. Okay, we'll stop over here. I wish you have a good day.